Monarch butterfly populations continue to decline, due in part to the disappearance of milkweed, the only plant monarchs will lay their eggs on. South Dakota soybean farmer Brandon Whipp says farmers and landowners can play a role in turning that trend around.
Farmers are managing many, many millions of acres across the country, so the way that we do that can have a really outsized impact on the issue.
WIF has learned that monarchs thrive best when small patches of habitat are scattered across the landscape, not just in one or two big areas. That's why he's adopted a mini-refuge approach that fits today's farming practices.
You know, I've tried to find some areas in our field that are either irregularly shaped or too small for modern farm equipment to really maneuver in. And taking those small areas out of the traditional row crop production and planting grass and some additional species like milkweed in those areas and letting that flourish, it's a far better use for those limited small numbers of acres than trying to farm it with the big farm equipment that we have now.
He's also changed how he manages ditches and grasslands, mowing around milkweed instead of over it and spot spraying only where necessary to allow milkweed to grow throughout the season. As a director with the American Soybean Association, WIF is involved with Farmers for Monarchs, a group working to make sure farmers' efforts and voices are part of the monarch conservation story. He says sharing what agriculture is already doing to help monarchs is key because it benefits both the land and the people who work it. Learn more at farmersformonarchs.org. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.